Amen. Okay, as we start out in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, if you got your Bibles, you'll find, if you don't have one, you'll hopefully find one in front of you, because we have nothing on the screen today, because I wasn't doing my job very good. So, but we got a Bible, and then and it says, and it starts right off the bat, after this was Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, had just proclaimed judges in all the territories of Judea. Set them all up. They were going to take care of all the problems. So that's what that after this is. But then it says, but the Moabites, the Ammonites, and some of the Midianites, that's a lot of knights, ain't it? They came to wage war against Jehoshaphat. Some of the people came and told Jehoshaphat, a vast army is coming against you from Edom, and from the other side of the Dead Sea. It is already in Hazon Tamar. That's about 25 miles away. And they're coming fast. And they're after the Israelites. Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all of Judah. Have you tried fasting? I have. Failed more than I've been prosperous at it. It seems like every time I want to go on a fast, my truck won't go past McDonald's. You know what I mean? Am I the only one? No. But it says he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. And the people of Judah come together to seek help from the Lord. And indeed, they came from every town in Judea together. All of them. Not because they didn't like this little group over here. Not because these people weren't cool over here. But they all came to the Lord seeking help. Then Jehoshaphat stood up in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem, and at the temple of the Lord in front of the new courtyard, and said, I find myself doing this. I start reminding God of things. Aren't you supposed to be with me? Didn't I do this for you? Yeah. They said, Lord, God of our ancestors, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. The power and might are in your hands, and no one can withstand you. Our God, did not you drive out the inhabitants of this land before the people Israel and gave it forever to your descendants of Abraham, your friend? Had mentioned that. They lived in it and built a sanctuary for your name, saying, if calamity comes upon us, whether a sword of judgment or plague or famine, we will stand in your presence before the temple that bears your name and cry out in our distress, and you will hear us and you will save us. That's the God we have today. It's the same Jesus. In Hebrews 13:8, he tells us Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that forever is still going on. There he says, but now here are the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whose territory you would not allow the Israelites to invade when they came from Egypt. So they turned away from them and did not destroy them. Here's some crying again. See how they are repaying us by coming to drive us out of the possession you gave us as an inheritance? Our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power over this vast army that is attacking us. There's armies of things trying to attack us today. Everywhere we turn. But look what they say. We don't know what to do. You ever been there? I don't know what to do. Whatever the position is that you're in, and you feel that way, whether it's some news you got from the doctor, or you can't pay your rent this week, whatever the case may be, I've had times and I've said in my life, I don't know what to do. One of the examples that I'll give you of that, I had twin granddaughters. At 9 years old, one of them had an asthma attack. She died. If that wasn't staggering enough, that was in October on her dad's birthday. In January, we decided we'd go to the cemetery as a family. When we got there, the grave had sunk in and water was standing. I never, ever in my life felt so useless. As a father, as a grandfather, you want to protect your kids. But I could. But look what God tells. Look what they say here. It says, we do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. My eyes were on God. Because even at the time when I went to the hospital on the way there, Jesus Christ started preparing me, telling me, I have her. It's okay. He said, I have her. Does it make it any easier? No. I still miss her. But I've been at peace knowing that she's with Jesus. And I keep my eyes on that. Thirteen. Listen to this. They've just been told that three or four big armies are coming after them. And they're 25 miles away and coming fast. All the men of Judea with their wives, with their children, and the little ones, they stood before the Lord together. They stood before the Lord. And they brought their children, the little ones, And I love seeing the little ones in this church, because that's going away, and that's what's happening in this world. They're not training their children to know who God is. So I thank you for all of you who do. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jezreel, the son of Zechariah, son of a bunch of his names there. We're going to leave them out because I'll get tongue-tied. That they all stood in the assembly together. And he said, when the Spirit of the Lord, that's Jesus, listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judea and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours. Make me want to go home and sit down, huh? God's got this. No. But it says, the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, march down against them. Wait a minute, he just told me he's got the battle. I'm marching down to the enemy. God always requires something from us. And they says, they will climb up by the pass of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the gorge and the desert, Jeruzil, I got a bunch of them here. You will not have to fight this battle, but take up your position. Stand firm. Listen to me. And see the deliverance of the Lord will give you. Judea and Jerusalem, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, but go out and face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you. He's always with us. Every day, every moment of every day, he has omnipresence. We just tend to forget that. I have to remind myself a lot of times, would I do some of the things I do if I knew Jesus was watching me? He's standing right there looking. And he knows me. He knows I'm a mess up. But he loves me. And I'm his child. You will not have to fight this battle, but take up your positions. Stand firm and see the deliverance of the Lord. Judea and Jerusalem, don't be afraid. I'm repeating myself, but I want to. Do not be discouraged. Go and face them tomorrow, and the Lord is with you. So remember, they're still under attack. But Jehoshaphat bows down with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judea and Jerusalem, they fell down to worship before the Lord. There's something to worshiping and praising the Lord. Then some of the Levites from Kohathites and the Korathites, which if you want to know who those are, it tells us that they're out of the tribe of Levi, which were the priests. They were furniture movers. They moved all the sacred things around in the temple, and most likely the ones that carried the Ark of the Covenant. But they stood up and praised the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud voice. that had reason to praise God. How am I doing? Not too bad. Now, this is where this story starts getting real crazy. And we'll get to see some of the power and might of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's one of those things, you know it come from God. You know what I'm talking about? You ever had anything happen in your life? No other way than this come from God. Many times in my life. That builds me up. That helps me withstand. So instead of having these, I'm this. And whatever trial and whatever that comes into my life that God brings me to, He's brought me through. What a God. And so, here again, He told them to go down to battle and listen to what they do. After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and praise Him for all the splendor of His holiness as they went out ahead of the army. Listen to what they said. Give thanks to the Lord, for His love endures forever. They're going out to the battle, to the battlefield, singing and praising to the Lord. Here we go. Here's the power of the Lord. As they began to sing and praise the Lord, the Lord set up ambush against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who were invading Judea. And they were defeated. The Ammonites and the Moabites rose up against the men of Mount Seir to destroy and annihilate them. After they finished slaughtering the men of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. They basically just fought each other and killed each other until everyone was dead. And I don't know if the last one, seeing that everybody else was dead and killed itself, but it said none were there alive. When the men of Judea came to the place that overlooks the desert, looking towards the vast army, they saw only dead bodies lying on the ground. No one had escaped. So Jehoshaphat and his men went to carry off the plunder. And they found among them great amounts of equipment and clothing, and articles of value, more than they could take away. There was so much plunder that it took them 3 days to collect it. Wow. On the fourth day, they assembled in the Valley of Baruch, and they praised the Lord. And this is why it is called the Valley of Baruch to this day. And they lived in peace. all the cities and countries around them became fear of the Lord, and they left him alone. They didn't have to fight the battle. But they had to face it. Many things in our life that we have to face today if you'll say, my eyes are on you, Lord. My trust is in you, God. What a journey. I love it. I came to know the Lord in December 12, 1997. As I was incarcerated with the state of Kentucky. After they sobered me up, after they detoxed me from the drugs, I said again, I don't know what to do. But we'll try it your way, God, because I messed it up. If you could look at anybody in this room that's messed their life up, me. But I fell in love with Jesus because he picked me up, set me on my feet, and brought me here today. No one's beyond that. He can deliver you the same as he did me. He can change your heart. I never knew I could have love in my heart till I found Jesus. How about you today? At first, a lot of the trouble that I had was when I tried to reach here, I couldn't let go of this. I couldn't reach this because I didn't want to let go of this, of the things of this world. Total sign of surrender worldwide. I surrendered my life to Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. It took some effort because it's a free gift. And you have to be the one to accept that. Not that Jesus don't love you. Not that Jesus don't want you to be his. But you have to make the choice in your life to be a child of God. Every day when I get out of bed, it's to me almost like a 12-step program. Today, I will serve the Lord. And he'll do the rest. The battle's not yours. It's His. Whatever that battle, not only with this battle we read about today, all the battles of this world, whether it be drugs, alcohol, a job, whatever it is, God is the answer. In my journey, like I said, I told you I was with the Department of Corrections in Kentucky, and I've seen a lot of people. And it didn't take me very long that I figured out if you touch the stove, it's hot, and you're going to get burnt. The best way to stay out of prison is not do anything wrong. I even wear my seatbelt now. But because my eyes are on God, I got to focus my life on Jesus. And when we do that, we become an energy. And our kids see it. Our friends see it. It becomes more and more, and it builds up, and it keeps building, and it keeps building. Until they say, I want what you got. I want what you got. Where are we at today? Where are things at in your life? I failed a lot of times. But I never stopped trying. I never gave up. Because there's one thing that I found. His grace is made new every day. Every day. And every day we have to accept God's grace, God's love, His mercy. Every day. Till soon. We'll see His return. And just like that, it's done. Did you get to say, forgive me, Lord? Whew. There they go. Don't gamble with your eternity. If you do, you're playing a very, very dangerous game. I can't save you, but I know a man who can. His name is Jesus. Okay. You guys come up. You all stayed up late too last night. You all nodding off and everything. Next Saturday, you go to bed at 10 o'clock. No, I'm kidding. Think about it. Before it's too late. I would hope you would come down here. This is the throne of grace. You'll find healing. You'll find salvation. You'll find everything that God has to offer right here. But you can do it at your seat. Tell Him. Talk to Him. If anybody wants to come down, I'll be glad to pray with you. I'm praying for you. You guys are the only family I got. And I love you. Thanks for listening today.